There will soon be a local history museum in the Northeast Kingdom town of Granby. As VPR's Amy Noyes reports, the organization opening the museum is the same group responsible for bringing electricity to the town decades ago.
60 years ago, two Essex County towns, Granby and Victory, were literally still in the dark. Every other town in Vermont had electricity, but the two tiny towns didn't have enough homes to make stringing wires there an attractive business venture. So residents formed a group called Holiday in the Hills to raise awareness about their plight. They started an annual fall festival and invited politicians and the press, putting pressure on the power company. They finally got electricity in 1963. Rodney Noble was chairman of the group from 1961 until he stepped down last month. Now his brother Calvin has the reins. Rodney says, after they won the fight for electricity, the group found another cause.
Our main interest then was to preserve Victory Bog. And in the early 1970s, the state bought all of the land down there, and that was achieved.
The group held its last fall festival in the 80s and was inactive until its recent reincarnation as the Victory Granby Holiday in the Hills Historical Preservation Group. And their latest project is opening a history museum in Granby's 1885 schoolhouse. Rodney Noble says the school closed more than a decade ago.
They got down to just where they had just two students, so they had to close it.
Last year, the town turned the schoolhouse over to Holiday in the Hills. Nellie Noble wears many hats in her town of about 75 residents. Among them are Granby Town Clerk, Secretary for Holiday in the Hills, and Rodney's sister-in-law.
The new Holiday in the Hills group there, we discussed and said, well, you know, we'd like to keep it preserved and maybe that's something that we could really do for the town. And so we approached the select board at one of their meetings and they went, yeah, sure.
The town library was still housed in the school building, but on town meeting day this year, voters decided to close the library and give its assets to the group as well.
Let's know.
Oh, yeah, it's a little musty.
Yep. A little musty.
Walking into the schoolhouse, the classroom space is on the right. A door on the left leads to what was the library. Clusterflies seem to have replaced patrons some time ago. Nellie Noble says they'll keep some of the library books as part of the museum. The classroom looks much like it did on the last day of school.
Yeah, when school closed in June of 2006... a lot of the stuff was just left as is.
There are rows of desks and student artwork still hangs on the walls. High up near the ceiling, a chain of presidential portraits starts with George Washington and ends with George W. Bush. Nellie says the plan is to keep some of the classroom set up as part of the museum.
We're going to keep one half of it pretty much like a little school, with the desks, the teacher's desks, some books, different items. Then maybe have like one section designated for different historical things of Granby.
Locals in town have already pledged items from their attics, photographs, diaries, and antiques, and of course programs from all those Holiday in the Hills festivals. Nellie says the next steps will be applying for grants, figuring out a budget, and lining up volunteers. And maybe slapping on a fresh coat of paint. For VPR News, I'm Amy Noyes.